Hello there, it's Deck Chair here again. You're welcome to another Rewind Radio, the spirit of the 70s. Thanks for joining me. It's cold out, so why not stay in, sit down, put your feet up, and listen to some 70s rock and soul. We've got a few this evening. If you'd like to say hello, don't forget you can get in touch with the show by emailing rewinds70s@gmail.com. That's rewinds70s@gmail.com. Later on, we look back at a couple of things that happened this week in music. We'll also have a few more tracks from another forgotten album of the 70s, but first... has a couple of songs to open the show there of Maxine Nightingale, London-born R&B and soul singer, best known for those two hits back in the 70s. The first one there, right back where we started from, sold over a million back in the 70s, believe it or not. And that one there, Love Hit Me, back from back in 1977. Going to play a song now from one of the CDs I bought. Would be Record Vouchers for Christmas. Don't know whether you got any record vouchers or not, but I got one or two for... what's the Tower Records? Yeah, and I went in there about a week or 2 weeks ago and I bought a couple of compilations. Here's one from a Northern Soul compilation that I picked up.
The kisses that burned have suddenly turned as cold as a grey December. It suddenly seems that yesterday's dreams are something you can't remember. You never were at a
pretty cool, isn't it? That's a song called You Got Your Mind on Other Things from Beverly Ann, and I picked it up on a Northern Soul CD, The Ultimate Guide to Northern Soul, and it has a very distinctive cover because it's the cover of the Haynes Manual, if you remember the Haynes Manuals that you use to work on your car. This one has a picture of a Vespa on the front, has the Haynes logo up in the top left-hand corner, and it looks like the Haynes Manual for a Vespa. It's a two CD compilation, but I've only listened to the first half of the first CD, and out of the 13 or out of the 14 songs I've listened to so far, 12 of them are absolutely hopping. Can't wait to get to listen to the rest of them. Now, who's next? Oh yeah, Cozy Powell. Cozy with a Z.
You're gonna go to school and get a degree, or you're gonna
easy to get caught out with that one, wouldn't it? You don't know where it finishes. That's drummer Cozy Powell there, and he made his name with the Jeff Beck group Rainbow, Whitesnake, and Black Sabbath for a time as well. He also made the headlines because he appeared in Record Breakers. Remember Record Breakers, Roy Castle, where he set a world record for the most number of drums played in 1 minute live on television. He also was fascinated with fast cars and motorbikes and raced for the Hitachi team in the UK saloon circuit for a couple of months. But unfortunately, the fast cars were to be his undoing, I suppose. Died on the 5th of April 1998 while driving a Saab 9000 at over 100 miles an hour in bad weather on the M4, talking to his girlfriend at the time and lost control of the car, believe it or not.
We'll be right back.
And you're listening to Rewind Radio, the spirit of the 70s, here on radioactiveinternational.org. If you'd like to say hello, don't forget you can email the show by emailing rewind70s@gmail.com. Now, that song there tonight was the unmistakable sound of Roy Wood and The Move. Originally, the song was intended for the New Seekers. Didn't they do the Coke ad? I want to buy the world of Coke. Didn't they do that? They did. Released in 1971 by The Move, and those of you who were paying attention, you'll probably recognise that Jeff Lynne took over the vocals there in the third verse, having joined The Move the previous year. And indeed, the final lineup of The Move in 1972 was Roy Wood, Bev Bevan on drums, and Jeff Lynne, all who went on to form, yes, you've guessed it, ELO. Now, I'm a bit of an ELO fan, and there was a great documentary on the TV about a year ago, live from Bungalow Palace, where Jeff Lynne and Richard Tandy, the pianist, recorded half a dozen ELO songs live and acoustic, and here's one of the very best of them, Evil Woman.
You made a fool of me, but them broken dreams you got to some miles between here and there. There's a hole in my head where the rain comes in. You took my body and fled to me. Ha, woman, it's a crying shame, but you ain't got nobody else to blame. Separate ways. You
first up that time was Evil Woman, Jeff Lynne, live at Bungalow Palace. That's just himself and Richard Tandy, live and acoustic. And as I say, if you're into Yellow at all, have a look at your TV player, or maybe even YouTube. There's a couple of songs on YouTube. It really is very, very, very good. So, not long after the first album, Roy Wood and Jeff Lynne found themselves at odds, and citing personal and musical differences, became clear they couldn't work together. So Roy Wood left the group, taking with him band members Bill Hunt, who played keyboards and French horn, Hugh MacDonald, who played the cello, as well as ELO's sound engineer Trevor Smith. It's the old first item on the agenda to split, isn't it? So they all left to form Wizard, and that was their first top 10 hit, January 1973, in fact, a song called Ballpark Incident. And of course, Wizard went on to record See My Baby Jive, and of course, that very, very famous number one. Now, something a little more laid back.
Brothers, you know what I mean. feeling dull and run down, we can really make you shy. Dancing in the city, alleys that we run through, now we've just begun to have fun tonight. The streets have their way. They'll carry you on till morning and steal your soul away. Dancing in the city, alleys that we run through. Now we've just begun to have fun.
I don't know about you, but I'm nearly asleep after that. First up there, Brother Louie, Hot Chocolate, a story of unrequited love, I suppose, and there, Marshall Hayne, Dancing in the City. You're listening to Rewind Radio, the spirit of the 70s, here on radioactiveinternational.org. If you'd like to say hello, don't forget the email address, rewind70s@gmail.com. Now it's time for this week's lost album of the 70s. Thank Christ for the Bomb is a 1970 blues rock album recorded by the Groundhogs.
Plus you won't have time when they start to climb the hill, you know. Soldier, when you see 8,000 climbing up on you, don't see them as men, just see them as enemies of the king, you know. Your death is just as sure. If you don't face it now, you'll face it anyhow in front of the squad, you know. Soldier, stand firm in your trenches. Don't let them break the line.
Now, there's two tracks from this week's last album of the 70s, Thank Christ for the Bomb by the Groundhogs. It's kind of a blues rock album released, as I say, in 1970. From interesting key changes on the first song, I think, Darkness Is No Friend. First time you hear them, you think, oh God, that doesn't sound right. But they kind of grow on you. And the second song there was a song called Soldier. Now, a lot of people over the years have said that Thank Christ for the Bomb has been a flavour or a hugely influential LP. Didn't sell a lot initially, but has been selling well ever since. The last track on the album, The Eccentric Man, has been covered by a few bands, and it's also the title of the definitive biography of lead singer Tony McPhee. The band was formed in 1962 by brothers John and Pete Cruikshank. McPhee joined about a year later, and I don't know about you, but I think they're very, very tight, especially the rhythm section there, the bass and drums under McPhee's vocals, I think is very tight indeed. Cruikshank suggested they be called John Lee's Groundhogs because they'd backed John Lee Hooker on his 1964 UK tour. However, McPhee suggested the Groundhogs after John Lee Hooker's Groundhogs Blues, and McPhee did indeed steer them towards the blues. They supported the Rolling Stones in 1971 at the specific request of Mick Jagger, and released an album, a live album of their set that they recorded in Leeds University called Live at Leeds, believe it or not. In 76 they broke up, but you know, reformed about a number of times later over the years. But alas, in 2009 McPhee suffered a stroke, which kind of affected his ability, as you can surely appreciate, to sing and to talk. But however, they're still touring. And let's have one more song. This is a song called Ship on the Ocean.
Thank you.
again, some interesting key changes in that song there. That's called Ship on the Ocean, from this week's last album of the 70s, Thank Christ for the Bomb, by the Groundhogs. You're listening to Deck Chair here on Recall Radio, the spirit of the 70s. And don't forget, if you'd like to get in touch with the show, it's rewind70s@gmail.com, here on radioactiveinternational.org. Just time to have a look back at a few things that happened in this past week over the years. Back in 1982, Stiff Little Fingers played the first of 11 nights of an 11-night tour promoting the new four-track EP, Pay £1, 10 or Less, More Cuts Than Maggie Thatcher. In 1967, this week just gone past, the Monkees TV show aired for the first time in the UK. And I'm not a huge fan of the Monkees, but I do like a lot of the stuff that Mike Nesbitt did after he left the Monkees. 1972, on the first date of a UK tour, Pink Floyd were in the Dome in Brighton, and they tried to premiere what was going to become The Dark Side of the Moon, but due to technical problems, they had to abandon this during the performance of a track called Money, or the track called Money. The following night, however, they were in the Guildhall in Portsmouth, and the first time they played in its entirety what was to become the Dark Side of the Moon album after the previous night's technical halt. Let's see if we can't try it ourselves. I mean, how hard can it be to play Money?
crime.
I suppose now that you listen back to it, I suppose it could be a little bit hard to get right live in studio. Well, I'm afraid that's it. That's all we've got time for this week. Thanks very much to Pink Floyd for closing the show. Don't forget, if you'd like to say hello, it's rewind70s@gmail.com. So, hope to see you all same time, same place, for, well, more of the same. Have a good week.